first question is, who do you think on Chahavet was the biggest threat, and how... What?
Correct spelling of your first and last name.
After. Let's do that. So,
Michael, W-H-I-T-I-N-G. Okay.
So, here. So.
Number 3 and number 45 are just unbelievable players. They're unbelievable shooters. They had a wonderful year. And I'm sure they're going to, you know, this is disappointing, but they're going to do some damage in the state playoffs. They're just too good of a team. You know, we just were fortunate, came up 2 points ahead tonight.
And how, in timeouts and during halftime, how did you guys try to come up with schemes to stop those two players?
You know what? If you don't stop great players, you try to slow them down. You know, both of them had pretty good, decent games, but we made them earn everything that they had. But they're great players. You don't stop them.
What do you think went right for Milken today?
Honestly, we got 2 points more. You know, there were so many little battles that could have gone either way. It was just a wonderful basketball game, a wonderful experience for the Jewish community. Not just, you know, I mean, what transpired before. Hey, Coach, thank you. What transpired before with the unity between the two schools. And, you know, like I actually was, I came and walked on what was it, Thursday or something? What was it?
Monday.
You know, Monday?
Monday, yeah.
You know, whatever. Mondays are kind of... But I just... I love the support from the whole community for both teams. I just think it's wonderful.
Can you give us a way to contact you in case we have any further questions?
Not a problem. You can email me at mwhiting, W-H-I-T-I-N-G, at milkenschool.org.
All right.
Okay, and you know what? Please email me your articles. I appreciate it.
All right.
And thank you so much for